Well, great. We'll look forward to that for sure. And like I was telling you, Shockwave is the podcast, which is an extension of my blog. That's how it started. And the podcast was created because of the time I had during the pandemic. And I was very impressed with this, not only the arrangements and how well it was played to his melodies and the arrangements, but how harmonious it was, how well it fit and sounded very natural. And I gave Look for the Good. I always do a best of for each year. And I don't have consistent categories. I don't have a category every year that's going to have the album of the year, unless there are a couple of good albums in the running. And your album with Jason, I gave the best pop reggae album of the year because I thought the whole album was great. A lot of times people, will pick an album they love because there's two really big popular songs on it and that's what they like, but the rest of the album is mediocre at best. And you talked about it earlier, albums are concepts. They're a collection put together for a reason. And it can't be for just one or two songs. It has to be the whole collection. And that for me is what makes an album great, when the quality stands out in every track, right? So this album, I had high hopes of it because of the artist that Jason is, that reggae might go pop. Did that happen in any kind of way? Was he getting on those pop stations, CHR, Top 40, those commercial, those big commercial stations with these reggae songs? And if he did, what songs were they? Or was there songs, or was it one song? And did they have some good success? Because I wasn't finding a whole lot, but maybe you have the insight to know, but maybe that happened in Australia or in Canada or some far off place.
Well, first of all, give thanks for giving us Best Pop Reggae Album. That's a huge accolade. Thank you very much.
For sure. Well deserved.
Well, thank you again. But in terms of the commercial success of the project, we have yet to see that on a large scale. And part of it is, I don't think it's a mystery. Or no, maybe this will come as news to your viewers and listeners. But if you want to be on pop radio or most formats of radio, you have to pay a lot of money. You have to, it's called radio promotion, And some people are aghast, like, oh my God, you have to pay to get your stuff on the radio. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. And, whatever you want to call it, that's the system. So the decision was made, and I wasn't involved in this decision, between the label, BMG, and Jason to not spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio promotion right now. So while, but that said, look for the single Look for the Good, which I co-wrote, which I feel very strongly about because of the message. It did get a lot of play on satellite radio, on Sirius XM, on a few of their different stations. And there are some pop stations that picked up the song and put it in rotation for a while, without us paying them. But no, it didn't have massive success. But I don't fret about that because I really do believe once we start touring and once we can start to appear on TV with the reggae band, I think people are gonna get it. They're gonna be like, wow, okay, this is what's going on. And I think it is going to start something. The messages on the album are all of positivity and love, and that, we need that now. And musically, I just think people are gonna love it. Now, and look, there are gonna be some Jason Mraz fans who don't like it because they only want to hear "I'm Yours" and softer acoustic stuff, and that's, to each her own. And there are gonna be some reggae fans who it's too Jason Mraz, it's not reggae for them. But I think, like, if you listen to the tracks, the reggae fans should appreciate it. And One thing I loved about the album was on one of the songs, I got my sister and Sister Carol to do guest vocals on the song Time Out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she was on, she's one of the first artists, Jamaican artists, to really big me up. And she introduced me to many other Jamaican reggae icons that were in New York. So I wanted to somehow return the favor and put her on in a situation where she could gain many more fans, you know? And that, so that worked out great. So I'm really, really happy for that.
Well, Michael, I think when you do get out on the road, and I think it's probably happened already a little bit, but it'll happen a lot more when you get on the road. I think you will do what Dub Side of the Moon did. And I think you will recruit some more reggae fans and build our following.
And yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, I think that it really has that potential. And that's what I was looking for and hoping for, that, you know, maybe Jason Mraz's look for the good was going to do the next billion streams on Spotify alone. You know what I mean? I was hoping for that, because all of us, when reggae does well, we all do better.
Oh, know? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and that's, to do that again, if you do it again, which I feel like you will, you know, that's to be very commended, because it's hard to supersede yourself in something so successful that, like what you did with Dub Side of the Moon. But I think it's a very good possibility with Jason's album. So once good again, thanks. Much respect. And, you know, thank you for that you're doing. So hopefully, you know, I guess maybe next year or maybe the end of this year, we could maybe see some touring on that. Hopefully. I know things have been scarce for all of us, and yeah. Some don't even want to tour, because I've had requests for people to do shows down here. And, you know, Florida, we've been a little bit more open with that type of stuff. But, you know, I'm sure you've been spending more time in the studio, writing more. You've had a lot more time on your hands to do stuff. I know there's a lot more to Easy Star as well. You know, you guys have a lot of artists that you worked with. You know, one of my favorite bands in the world, and their album Learn to Swim is still one of my favorite, was the album of the year for me last year. And they had the song of the year for me. You know, I mean, that band is amazing in my opinion. And, you know, a lot of times I'll go to festivals and I work and I MC, and, you know, like I do Cali Roots, and that's where I saw Eric and some of the guys, and they're like, what band do you want to introduce? Yeah. I mean, you know, there's Steel Pulse. There's, you know, there's everybody's on there. There's Chronix, there's Protege. And I just said, as long as you give me the Skints, I'm happy. That's all. You can put me on with anybody else, you know?
Yeah. The Skints are great, you know, because they're original. No one sounds like them. You know?
No, they don't. They don't. You know, they have like, they kind of have like, at times they have that two-tone sound. Then they have that real rock steady sound. And then their harmonies are just amazing. And, you know, and their melodies are exceptional. You know, they've come a long way. I can remember them from back in the days with Bright Girl. And that was like the first thing that kind of opened my ears. But I wasn't like overwhelmed by them. It wasn't till really the last album that happened. And my point for bringing them up is, you know, is there more stuff you guys are going to be doing with them, and who else you got coming down the pipes? Anybody new? I mean, you've got a roster that you've worked with that is pretty extensive. You know, so speak about what's coming or what you can talk about.
Sure. Yeah. We've got a lot of great stuff. And look, we're an international label. You know, we work with artists from Jamaica, from England or the UK, from the US, even New Zealand, you know, hopefully from other places. So we have a group called Gentlemen's Dub Club that they have a new record out now. And you know, I think they're doing some really great stuff. The single is with Holly Cook. I think, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know Holly Cook stuff. It's called, the single called Honey. We are currently working on a few projects that are pretty exciting to me. We have Jesse Royal's next album, which will be coming out soon. And you know, I've been hearing this stuff for a long time now. I know it's a really special and amazing album, so I can't wait for people to hear it. We're working with a group called The Late Ones. They're originally from Hawaii. Now they're based in Southern California. It's more, it's like reggae meets hip hop. And I really love these guys. And again, their lyrics are for the most part about, you know, society, you know, how, you know, what's going on, you know, the Babylonian system that we live under and how we can change it, you know? So that really appeals to me. And they're young guys. So I'm really feeling that. We recently put out Double Tiger, his name is Jay Spaker, but his artist name is Double Tiger. He used to be the guitarist in John Brown's Body, another group we worked with extensively. And he has a lot of great guest artists on there, such as Ranking Joe. And yeah, I mean, we're always rocking new music. There's some stuff that I know is coming out, but you know, I can't speak on it yet because of whatever, you know, contracts and stuff like that. The project I'm most excited about, but I can't speak about too much, is that I'm currently working on the next Easy Star All-Stars album in the tribute series. So I'm feeling good about it. We're actually hitting the studio with COVID protocols in just a few weeks to start recording the basic tracks here in New York. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, great. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Jesse Royal and have been for a very long time. And I'm glad to see after 10, 15 years that Jesse's actually getting a break into the business on the level he needs to be. And I love The Late Ones. I love how they kind of combine. I would almost call it even more rap and reggae than I would hip hop. Okay. That they combine, you know, and those guys got good hearts. I've worked with them many times. And if you're really into that, I could give you a lead. There's these guys up there, right up where you guys are, out there on the island, called Oogie Wawa, and they're another great band that
do that. I'm friends with those guys. Yeah, yeah. I know Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse and those guys, you know, they do for me, they're the two best bands that I know of that really incorporate the rap and reggae and make it still sound authentic, sound good, and it's not too much of one or the other. It's very well balanced, you know. So, you know, I mean, I'm always excited to hear new stuff. I mean, I've known Gentlemen's Dub Club for many years, and Holly Cook is amazing, and I think that's going to work out quite well. They do a tour together, and you know, her stuff with Horseman was out of this world. And
We really look
forward to all of those great releases, Michael. And you know, if you've got any other last words, you know, I would love for you to say what's on your mind.
Oh wow, well, just, you know, obviously this time has been trying for a lot of people, you know, the pandemic, but I still think we just have to fill our lives with gratitude, you know, because for those of us living in the Western world, no matter how difficult it may be, and obviously the pandemic is a serious thing and many people have died who maybe didn't need to, but we still have very fortunate lives compared to the people in the world who live in poverty every day, you know? So we need to have gratitude, and we also can't stop fighting against injustice, against inequality, against poverty, things like that, you know? So I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound preachy, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think if you're a reggae fan, it behooves you to think of the message behind the music and try to work that into your life in some way, whether it's just educating yourself more or being active in fighting for justice and social justice. Again, like fighting against poverty, helping people, you know, like use reggae not as just a form of entertainment, but as a way to improve the world.
All right. For sure. And, you know, I'm going to take the title track, a song that you co-wrote for Jason, Look for the Good.
For the Good.
There was so much good in so many ways in the pandemic, but everybody seems to look at the bad because a lot of the bad is focused on financial, which your well-being is worth any more than any kind of money. I mean, it was like the world was just almost put on pause. And some people got to do things that they have been wanting to do probably for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so many. I did an episode here on Shockwave about the good that 2020 brought and positives, because there were so many people just, like I said, focus on that. And, you know, we appreciate your kind words and your thoughts on all of that as well. And I think it's a good way to wrap it up. And when, like I said, thank you again. Hail up the rest of the guys at the label for me. You know, Eric and I have become a little closer over the years. You know, and I know Lem, and those are the other two that I'm kind of closer to speak, you know, because I deal with them more on the label side. So, you know, keep doing what you guys are doing. Anything I can do, you let me know. And, you know, we'll just keep pushing forward as we do in this business.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll see you at the next Jason Mraz show in South Florida.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll hit you up.
All right. Yeah, thanks for that.
All right. Blessed.
Thanks. Look for the good in everything. Look for the good. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good in everything.